This is Lucky Man, written by Kind Kit and read by Tipsy Kitty. At this time of year, Izzy's mother used to tell fortunes for a penny. She'd read the swirls of broken egg in water, or the tea leaf dregs in a cup. Her clients brought their own eggs, their own tea, and she kept them afterwards. Izzy still remembers the taste of weak, rebrewed tea, of eggs stirred into thin oat pottage. When she told her own fortune and Izzy's, she went an older, simpler way. The way she really believed in. Hazelnuts on the hot hearth, one for each of them. The year before Izzy went to sea, his hazelnut popped, leapt halfway across the room, and when he finally found it in the dark, it was cracked and scorched. She begged him to buy it at home after that, but they both knew there was no life ashore for a poor widow's son. She'd been saving those fortune-telling pennies for years to buy him into the Navy. He got through a lot of years in the Navy uncracked, unscorched. He felt like a lucky man. And then came Blackbeard, the raid, and the choices he made with a sword at his throat, on the deck of a sinking ship. He'd been scorched plenty since then. He doesn't have his fortune told anymore. He knows what he is and where his life is heading. He's a cracked thing and he won't mend. He'll only crumble, and in the end he'll rot. He'll die Blackbeard's man, a pirate, feared and cursed. Some might say that Blackbeard stole his luck away. Izzy knows better. It took all his luck to bring that man to him, and now it's gone. That's all. There's no reason for the cold doom he feels as he looks through the spyglass at the beach, at the ship that somehow run aground on this fly speck of an island. The captain asked him to go and have a look around, and didn't listen when Izzy said there was something unchancy about it. He'll do as he's told. He always does in the end, whatever the cost. He's been doomed since he laid eyes on Edward Teach, and there's nothing he regrets. The end.